Matthew Stuckey here with our advanced soul winning tip. And the advanced soul winning tip that we have today is to explain that Jesus Christ is God. Now, you might be like, wait a minute, that sounds like a basic soul winning tip. It does sound like a basic soul winning tip, but there's a reason why I'm listing it under advanced soul winning tip. You know, before I was saved, I was very confused on that point. I did not know, you know, whether or not Jesus Christ was God or not. Now, I did not have a background in the Latter-day Satan's church, the Mormons, and I didn't have a background in the Jehovah's false Witnesses either. But I was confused on that point. And I know a good friend of mine who was also very confused on that point as well before he got saved. And I think oftentimes, maybe if you grew up in church, you might kind of take for granted that everybody knows that Jesus Christ is God, but that's actually not the case. And so the reason why this is an advanced soul winning tip, I would say of all the things that truly good soul winners struggle on, in my opinion, is not explaining this point enough. Just like all the points of the gospel, we find out what's in their heart. So after explaining how we're guilty and that we can't make to heaven by our own deeds, I always ask them the question. I'll say, well, Jesus died for us, the Bible teaches. Now, what do you think about Jesus? I mean, people debate about him. Do you believe he was God? Do you believe he was the Son of God? Do you believe he was just a man, a prophet? What do you think? And a lot of people will tell you, well, I believe he was just the Son of God. And then I'll ask them, but you don't believe he was actually God? And a lot of times they'll say, no, I don't believe that he was God. And once you show them verses like 1 John 3:16, 1 Timothy 3:16, Matthew 1:23, once you show them these verses, you know, oftentimes they very easily change their mind and they're like, well, that is what the Bible says. But honestly, there's times where people just will still deny it. They say, no, I don't believe Jesus is God. That's not true. That's a lie. And so I would recommend for every soul winner, even if you regularly get people saved, to take up my challenge of trying to make more of a point to ask that question during the conversation, do you believe Jesus is God, and explain it a little bit more thoroughly. I challenged a good soul winning friend of mine to start asking that question, and I told him how I was confused before I got saved. He started doing it, and he came back to me just a few weeks later, and he said, you know, you're right. I've had so many people that have told me they did not believe that Jesus Christ was God. I'm glad you pointed that out. So I would recommend, under the advanced soul winning tips, make sure that you are covering that point, and you're not just saying, well, you know, the Bible teaches Jesus is God, and then they kind of just agree, but maybe they didn't necessarily believe in their heart. We need to make sure we find out what's in their heart.